And we touched on this, Ten, a little bit, like this notion that somehow that it's all about the buttons and, you know, what buttons to press, the technology and the pedagogy, but it's really about a lot more than that.
Absolutely. And, you know, to be sure, what I was really afraid of and what I was worried about was losing my mojo from the classroom. There's a magic that happens when you're teaching a class and your learners are growing and they're getting innovative and the restlessness is really peaking. That's my mojo. And what I was teaching me about the buttons, I have to know the buttons and I do need to know disaster recovery. And if my pedagogy is faulty, it's going to fail no matter what. Having said that, the magic, the special sauce of online teaching is not what's typically in the training. I can tell you that now I onboard faculty by having them come and watch me teach in an online class, read my course shell, read the forums, the blogs, so they get to know the students virtually. And then, if they are interested, they'll teach a case study. And then, if they're really interested, they'll run a forum and reply. Typically, for instance, one of the first faculty I onboarded this way had actually worked in Asia at the time Nike was going through all of its bad press on sweatshops over there. And he had worked for another Asian company. We were doing Nike. When he came in and taught Nike, my students were floored. And he was extremely talented and very high-level executive in HR, so he was someone we really wanted to come as faculty. When he got to drive the bus and exchange with the students, and then work in the forums, it was magical. He was able to experience the classroom, experience his mojo, and add something to the students. Students felt so strongly about him, they wanted to meet him live when the course was over. That's how you train faculty. Typically, faculty that are not hugely charismatic in the classroom find that online they are liberated, much like some of the Shire students. I've had some really amazing experiences onboarding faculty using the experience itself.
And I think this notion of really situating them right in the middle of a class and having them jump in and do the activities, really live the learning, can make a huge difference for their own development. It's like the great, amazing, amazing introduction. And I think it instills a confidence that will really serve them well over their tenure as educators. So it's, you know, it's definitely more than the buttons and the pedagogy, right? It's just elementary stuff.
Absolutely.